no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's going to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I know.
I almost don't want to do a show. Just want to listen to Bobby Bland all day long. Just remember him. He passed away. And we'll be playing his music at all of our breaks. One of the great bluesmen of all time, died at 83. Man had a special voice, special talent, special human being. Anyway, he was with us, and you can listen to him all day long. I'm sure we'll be playing lots of him today. We are going to talk about Edward Snowden, who now, because we know he was the man who leaked the information about NSA and wiretapping phones in America, and what that has wrought. He fled to Hong Kong from Hawaii, now apparently in Moscow. They said he's not on the plane that left for Havana. I don't know what the reality is, but we're going to talk about what the deep meaning of this is. Fred Branfman joins us. He's a writer and activist who's been following U.S. secret wars since he exposed the U.S. secret bombing of Laos 40 years ago. I remember that day well. And currently writing for Alternet. Fred, good to have you with us.
How are you?
And Norman Solomon, co-founder of RootsAction.org, founding director of the Institute for Public Accuracy. His books include War Made Easy, How Presidents and Pundits Keep Spinning Us to Death, and Made Love Got War, Close Encounters with America's Warfare State, who ran a very extraordinary campaign for U.S. Congress and almost took it. And Norman, welcome. Good to have you back as well.
Thank you. Good morning.
410-319-8888 is the number here. We don't know where Edward Snowden is now, But the question is, let me start with you, Fred, and then go to Norman. For our listeners, just describe why this case, what is so important about what he did and what the relevance is. Sometimes we're just talking about the case and his fleeing, but it's much deeper than that. Fred, and then Norman.
Well, I think every American should be upset to find out that their government is spying on them, listening to their phone calls, tracking their email messages. You know, they toss this term, Senator Feinstein, for example, and so many others, they call Edward Snowden a traitor. But we have to ask ourselves, who's betraying democracy here? Who's the traitor? If one of our goals is to remain a democracy, and another goal, which I'll get to in a moment, is to have our government protect us, Edward Snowden has revealed that our own government is the biggest threat, is a far bigger threat to democracy than Al-Qaeda. You know, a handful of, President Obama says there are less than 100 people right now. Our own government is listening, is spying on us, and this is only the tip of the iceberg, by the way. Congressman Loretta Sanchez said that, and many others have said it. Secondly, the basic charge against Edward Snowden is that he's harming U.S. national security. Well, the director of national intelligence prior to the fellow Admiral Clapper, who just lied to us, Admiral Dennis Blair was the person just before the present director of national intelligence. He said that U.S. drone strikes, and this is an exact quote, is damaging our ability to work with Pakistan in eliminating Taliban sanctuaries and making Pakistan's nuclear arsenal more secure. That is, as a result of U.S. drone strikes, the Taliban is getting stronger in Pakistan, and the Pakistani government is refusing to work with us on safeguarding their nuclear materials. That's a very serious national issue, a security issue, and I can give you many more examples. General McChrystal has said the same thing, that our present policies towards the Muslim world is strengthening our foes, weakening our enemies, and making it more likely that nuclear materials will fall into terrorist hands. That discussion we don't have. Instead, we're being told that when a man courageously exposes the American people that their government is spying on them, we're told that he's a traitor. It's absurd.
Norman?
Yes, we're in a situation where there's a constitutional crisis by any other name. When you have people in Washington essentially at the top levels set aside concerns about the Fourth Amendment, which after all, you know, I mean, I grew up, as it happens in Maryland, going to junior high and high school, civics class, made us proud, really, as we thought about it and grew up, that we have the First Amendment, that we have the Fourth Amendment, that the Bill of Rights is something that, although not entirely protected sometimes, has been just fundamental to our country. And here we have a bipartisan bunch of people on Capitol Hill and at the White House who are, instead of challenging this surveillance state that's been imposed by now two administrations in a row, they're talking about how Edward Snowden is a traitor. I mean, I think that is not only absurd, it's tremendously dangerous. And frankly, I would hope that just as a child, I went to the John Glenn Parade in Washington, D.C., along Pennsylvania Avenue. I would hope that someday we have a Edward Snowden Parade, because this kind of whistleblowing is so important. There's no doubt, I think, that right now there are people listening to this discussion who are on the way to work at the NSA headquarters. And I think there's some very, very good people, no doubt, with tremendous idealism who do that work. The question is whether in this era, when the NSA is engaged in so much suppression of basic civil liberties, including what's in the Fourth Amendment, whether we can have more Edward Snowden step forward, which I think is very much needed to revitalize democracy.
So the question, there are a lot of people listening to this broadcast, as you said, who may be working at NSA on their way to work right now, Norman. But and I think that there are a lot of people listening to this broadcast that would ask the question, where do we slice in America the issue of traitor versus those protecting democracy? Where's the difference between somebody who exposes some doings of the government that some people would argue it jeopardizes our security, and those say that it opens our democracy? That's, you know, that's been argued since Pentagon Papers, and it's been argued, Fred, since you did what you did in Laos, around Laos. It's been argued many times in this administration. So I wonder what how do you parse that out for people who really are really on the fence and not sure what means what? Because there are many people who say, I don't care if you tap my phones because I want to be safe from attack. So these are the questions I think a lot of Americans are wrestling with. So what do you say to them?
Well, I would say that the phrase consent of the governed is absolutely crucial. If we are going to have a democracy, then consent of the governed means that the governed have information about what's being done in their names with their tax dollars by what is supposed to be their government. And if you don't have a flow of information about basic activities of one's own government, then you don't have meaningful consent of the governed. You have, I don't think the FCC would like me to say this on the air, so I won't, but I'll use euphemisms. You know, the definition of how you raise mushrooms. You keep them in the dark, and you feed them a lot of manure. And this is the problem that is essential to the question, is if we're going to be kept in the dark by what is supposed to be our own government, then it becomes tremendous manipulation and sort of a charade of democracy, which is absolutely unacceptable. A few days ago, I met with Daniel Ellsberg and talked with him about this precise point. And he talked about the vilification that he received when he went public as the person who released the Pentagon Papers in 1971. And he is totally in support of Edward Snowden. He's also totally in support of Bradley Manning, who, as we speak, is in a courtroom at
right.
Fort Meade for his courageous whistleblowing as well.
And, Fred, you were about to say what?
Yeah, well, first of all, there have been very few espionage cases since the act was passed. Since now, we all know what espionage is. You sell secrets to an enemy of the United States who wants to do us damage. That's what espionage is. That's not what Edward Snowden did. And let me give you an example. Norman actually wrote a very good book, War Makes Easy, War Made Easy, where it's just an entire book of lies of the United States government. Anyone listening to this program who, when a government official says something, believes them, is not paying attention. I mean, let me give you an example. On Meet the Press yesterday, the head of the House Intelligence Committee said, Snowden has jeopardized our national security. We have seen that the bad guys overseas, terrorists who are plotting attacks on the U.S., have changed the way they operate. We've already seen that. Now, that is obviously a bold-faced lie. This man is lying to the American people. What Edward Snowden revealed was that our government is spying on Americans. The terrorists, so-called, knew 8 years ago when the Bush spying program was revealed that they're being spied on, their emails and phone messages are being spied upon. If you then ask Congressman Rogers, well, sir, when you say they've changed their methods, what on earth are you talking about? That's obviously absurd. What methods have they changed? He would tell you, well, I can't tell you that because it's national security. So what it comes down to is, can you trust the United States government, especially the executive branch? Can you trust the NSA, the CIA, to protect you and to tell you the truth? And after 50 years of being lied to almost hour by hour by these agencies, I think any rational person would have to say, well, I have to assume they're lying, especially when they're caught doing something embarrassing that might threaten their budget. I'll assume they're lying, and if they can prove to me they're telling me the truth, I'll, of course, believe them. But if they just assert something and then say they can't document it, I have to assume they're lying. And that's really the most serious issue in America today. That, you know, David Halberstam called the military in Vietnam a gigantic lying machine, and that's what the American government today is to the American people. And these are very, and lies are not, you know, when you lie to your mother or your spouse about something, that's one thing. When the U.S. government lies to the American people and then wastes $6 trillion in Iraq and Afghanistan, sends 5,000 boys to senseless deaths, maims tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people are coming home with PTSD, not to mention having killed wounded or made homeless over 5 million people in Iraq. Those lies are acts of treason. Those lies have made us weaker. Those lies have helped our enemies. That's what treason is. That's what people should be prosecuted for. You know, the one last point on that: James Clapper, director of National Intelligence, looked a U.S. senator in the eye just a few weeks ago and said, we are not collecting any information on any Americans.
Right.
Now, he said that. That was, if he had been sworn in, he would have committed perjury, and he could have gone to jail for that. That's what we're up against right now, that our government officials from the executive branch look at people in the legislative branch right in the eye and lie to them, right to their face, and then in the course of that, of course, they're lying to the American people, and the result is they're the ones damaging national security.
So one of the things that you wrote in your piece in Common Dreams, Norman, he had a great quote here. He said, so when Snowden's employer, Booz Allen, put out a statement Sunday night, it was riddled with official indignation. And the quote was, news reports that this individual has claimed to have leaked classified information are shocking. And if accurate, this action represents a grave violation of the code of conduct and core values of our firm. That set off a lot of bells for you.
Yes, absolutely. Because what are the core values of a firm that is chasing just maximal profits? This is a massive profiteering machine. And, of course, a lot of the money that's appropriated for the NSA is actually going to outfits like Booz Allen Hamilton that are, through the revolving door leadership, engaged in not only for this country but elsewhere around the world, selling services that are truly Big Brother. As a matter of fact, the American Civil Liberties Union put out a statement a couple of weeks ago when, thanks to Edward Snowden, we learned more about what our ostensible government is doing, and they said that this is beyond Big Brother. And I thought about that, and I wondered, you know, is the ACLU engaging in hyperbole? And I realized very quickly it was not. When you read Big Brother, you see that there was not anywhere near the technological capability that has been harnessed by the U.S. government through the NSA and other agencies to intrude, to really pilfer the privacy of the American people in a way that is so destructive of our basic civil liberties.
So, and just in closing here, this is a very kind of a news question, but I'm curious what you both think. What do you think is going to happen with Ed Snowden now? We don't know really where he is, whether the Soviet Union will allow him to fly out to Havana, and then Havana to Ecuador, stay there. What do you think the effect of all this is going to have? Fred, then Norman, very quickly.
Well, I think I'm hoping that he'll get asylum. I'm praying that he'll get asylum. But I just want to stress one last thing on this, that President Obama, under Obama and before him Bush, they have laid in the infrastructure of a police state. We're not yet a police state, obviously, in this country. But all the elements of a police state are being laid in right now. You can talk all night about treason. The government is listening to your phone calls. The government is monitoring your emails. There are 17,000 buildings all over America right now with top-secret people, people with top-secret clearances who are engaged in intelligence activities against American citizens. And if there's another 911 or some other major event like that, Bob Woodward said the United States will become a police state. This is a very serious issue. This is not about Edward Snowden.
Mm-hmm.
It's about America remaining a democracy. And what it takes is people stop being sheep, stop believing your government when they lie to you, and demand from your representatives that accountability.
And a final quick thought, Norman. We're almost out of time, but I think what Fred just said really...
Yeah, I would add to people that as we see what's going on with Edward Snowden, we can take action and speak out. And since last night, the organization that I work with, RootsAction.org, on the web there, RootsAction.org, has put out to people a message that can be sent to President Obama. More than 20,000 people since last night have sent a message to President Obama from RootsAction.org urging him to keep his hands off Edward Snowden, to not intrude with this asylum process. And I think that so many people around the world, and certainly including in this country, believe that Snowden is a truth teller. And for the U.S. to try to abduct or interfere with his political asylum process would be absolutely wrong.
I want to thank both of you for being here, and also thank the two of you for what you're doing to kind of wake America up to start wrestling with what we are facing. Norman Solomon, Fred Branfman, thank you both so much. We'll be linking to all your work on our website at steinershow.org, and I appreciate the work you do and that you took the time with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be talking soon. We're going to take a 10-second break and come right back. And when we come back from that 10-second break, we'll talk once again with Arthur Morgan. Don't go away.